Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. The following is building for the following. Fox's acclaimed new drama about the FBI's trackdown of a community of serial killers. Executive producer and director Marco Siega joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. And in our up segment, Banshee returns and Cozy TV unveils Being Mandela. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Block Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Thank you very much for being with us on a special edition of our show. We're normally with you Mondays and Fridays, bookending the week at this very hour. 57 degrees top of the hour here in New York. We're batting down the hatches for rain and wind and all sorts of weather that's coming in from the Midwest. But we are delighted to have you aboard on the show that covers the world of television. And we invite you to be part of the program. Give us a call with your questions and comments to our upcoming guests. The number you use is 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, all around the world here on Blog Talk Radio. Another way you get involved is our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We welcome May 510 into the room. So use the phone, use the room. Either way, we want to hear from you. And while the program is on, you can share with others you know by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the banner at the top of your Blog Talk Radio screen, follow the instructions, and other people can hear this show with you right now. And now joining us live from Long Island, where the following on Fox is shooting a scene later this afternoon, executive producer and director, Marco Siega. Marco, congratulations and welcome.
Thanks, Simon. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. You are about to shoot a scene, but what you told me earlier is in the middle of nowhere in Long Island.
Yeah, well, I call it the middle of nowhere because it's really foggy and I can't really see anything. But we're shooting in Glen Cove, Long Island.
Know that area very well. What's the mood of everybody on the set, Kevin Bacon on down, to the reaction of the public to the show so far?
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, it's something we're all incredibly proud of, and you know we've been working on this thing since March of last year. So we building up to the premiere. There's been a lot of sort of anxiety and anticipation, and it's really nice to see people responding to it.
What do you think this says about the public's willingness to take a show that is quite dark, you know, dealing with a community of serial killers, a ringleader played by James Purefoy, an FBI agent who is sort of down on his luck played by Kevin Bacon? It's a very moody, it's a very horrific kind of show, and yet the ratings have been terrific, the critical acclaim has been outstanding, and judging from what happened this past Monday night, the audience is growing.
Yeah, well, look, it's a thriller, you know. I think human drama thriller. This genre does well, you know. If you look back at just movies that open, you put a horror movie out there, and it's going to do well on that first box office night. It's I think people just like to be scared.
Be Bad Radio, by the way, just joined our chat room, says hello, by the way. So, again, if you want to pop a question, use that chat room or give us a call at 1-646-652-2906. Marcos, you have had a very big track record in terms of doing this kind of program in your career. You've done The Vampire Diaries with Kevin Williamson, who was the creator of The Following, as he was with The Vampire Diaries. You've done Dexter. You've done True Blood. I want to get to a question later on about your choice of projects to direct. But how did you get involved with this one? What about The Following really appeals to you and your directing skill?
Well, I left Vampire Diaries after the first season, mostly because I couldn't. I was commuting from Los Angeles to Atlanta, and it was tough with the family. But I had a really amazing relationship with Kevin Williamson, and we knew that we wanted to continue to work together. So last year, in December, he called me up and said he had a new project that he wanted to do. He sent me the script, and I was just blown away. It was, you know, we've heard Kevin Bacon say in interviews that it was a page-turner. It's the reason he wanted to do the show was the script. And really, it was the same reason I wanted to do it. I was reading a lot of material, and I just couldn't put it down. I was like, oh, my God, I got to know where this thing is going. And once I sat down with Kevin and he kind of pitched me the big picture, the arc of what the season and potential following seasons would be, I was like, I have to be a part of this thing. And, you know, I was lucky enough that he asked me and not someone else.
Guess what, Marcos? We have a call off the bat. We're going to take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
You're talking
Hello,
to me?
Hello, you're on the air. Yes, I can hear you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Laura Gall. I'm just calling in to support Simon. This is my first time calling into his show.
Thank you, Laura. It's a pleasure to have you on. You're on the air with Marco Siega from The Following on Fox.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So do you have a question for Marcos?
No, I don't.
Have you seen The Following, by the way?
No, not yet, but I can't wait to see it. That's The Following. It's going to be the new drama with Kevin Bacon. Is it already on TV?
It's already on. It's been on for 2 weeks on Fox on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. And so far, the critical acclaim has been terrific. And the ratings have been very good, too. It started off very well last week, and the ratings actually got better. They actually increased the audience over the last week.
Then what I'll do is I'll DVR it. I'll schedule it, you know, on my DVR to make sure I don't miss it.
All right, there you go. Laura, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
There you go. And if you have a question or comment for Marcos, like Laura just did, give us a call at 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. Or get into our chat room is Beat Bag Radio and guest 03414 is doing. So we'd love to hear from you because what you say matters. Marcos, what's been the fun for you in doing this show, working with Kevin Williamson and with Kevin Bacon?
I'm sorry, you said the fun for me, Simon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going back to my relationship with Kevin Williamson, I think we just have a shorthand and it makes my job sort of easy. The scripts are fantastic. I think if people are enjoying watching the episodes, we as a cast and crew enjoy reading the scripts just as much. It's like you can't wait for the next one to come out. And it's a lot of fun to be a part of something that you look forward to doing every day. And obviously working with Kevin Bacon and James Purefoy and Sean Ashmore, Annie Paris, Natalie Z, I can go on and on. The entire cast has been phenomenal. And that tone starts at the top with Kevin Bacon.
Did Kevin Williamson or you have any issues about maybe this is too dark, dealing with a community of serial killers? Because the whole idea of this program is that Kevin Bacon, who is this FBI burned-out agent, who's brought in by the agency to consult on this effort to try to get this serial killer who may have some sort of communication link with a whole community of serial killers. I think it's like 300, according to the FBI, who are operating around the world. Any thoughts that it might have, you know what, we might be going a little too far with this one. It might be too dark for people to enjoy.
No. You know, in terms of people enjoying it, at the end of the day, it's a drama. And I think what you'll see as the episodes progress is you're going to get invested in character. And the scares, the gore, you know, people say it's gory. And certainly we have some moments in the show that jump out at you. But I think ultimately what you're going to enjoy is that you're going to become invested in character. You're going to become invested in what their stories are. And in that regard, it's going to make for really good, compelling television. I don't think, we certainly haven't thought about it as too dark. I see it as, you know, the pilot sets a tone. People go, oh my God, it's gory, it's scary. So every time you walk down a dark hallway now, you think something is going to happen. And we don't necessarily have to have anything happen. You're kind of going along for that ride now. But no, we certainly don't think it's dark. We think it's a lot of fun to kind of go on that ride.
Mm-hmm. In a way, did this bring you back to the days you were doing Dexter, which is about a police officer by day and a killer at night?
Yeah, only in that people, you know, in the serial killer, there's that serial killer title they put on it. But they're two very different shows. The shows stylistically are incredibly different. Tonally, they're different. And, you know, the experience is completely different. So I personally don't have there's no similarity for me in terms of the job I'm doing.
You're doing this show in New York and the New York City area in particular. Any reason why you and Kevin wanted to do this show in New York as opposed to Atlanta where you did the Vampire Diaries or Los Angeles or somewhere else in the country?
Well, when I first read the script, it was actually set in Texas on the coast. And, you know, the idea that Joe Carroll was, I'm going to just say it was like Huntsville Penitentiary, the death row there. And as we started casting and working on it, it just became clear that we were going to shoot the show somewhere on the East Coast, and that, you know, for various reasons, there was a lot of factors involved. But once we hired Kevin Bacon, it sort of solidified that. He really wanted to shoot the show on the East Coast. He lives in New York. He's from the East Coast. And it was fairly easy. We said, okay, let's set it in Virginia. We shot the pilot in Atlanta, but it takes place in Virginia. And now we cheat New York. We shoot a lot in Westchester and Long Island to kind of create that, the environment we need. And the show sort of is going to slowly leave Virginia and start heading up the coast and ultimately spread wider in terms of story.
Marcus Yeager is the executive producer and director of The Following. It is the new acclaimed drama on Fox Monday nights at 9 o'clock starring Kevin Bacon, and he joins us live from Long Island where they're about to shoot a scene from the series for an upcoming episode right here this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. Happy to have you aboard for the show that covers the world of television. If you have a question or comment for Marcus, don't be shy. Give us a call. The number you use is 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Welcome guest 3515 into the room. And May 510 has been with us from the start, says that, a little bit afraid of serial killers. Well, it's very easy to be that way. Coming up Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised at a regular time. Remember the world of demolition derbies that used to be spotlighted all the time on ABC's Wide World of Sports? Well, that world is still around, and you'd be very surprised who is playing in that world. There's a new series on the up-and-coming network Velocity called Kings of Crash, and we will talk to the producers of that show, Alex Campbell and Naomi Steinberg. And then, what if television advertising was personalized to the shows you watch and your viewing habits, and it was sent to you on a smart television set without benefit of a television network, a television station, a cable operator, a cable network, et cetera, et cetera? Guess what? Somebody's working on that. A division of Sony called Gracenote. We'll talk to the president of that venture, Stephen White, in an exclusive interview that's coming up Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And coming up on Monday, Jane Weinstock, the former executive producer of The Apprentice on NBC, now doing the job on CBS, coming to that network on Friday night. He'll join us on the program, along with the producer of the new Cartoon Network series, headed by Nick Cannon, incredible crew, Michael Goldman, and Scott Tomlinson. That's all coming up Friday and Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. For you, Marcus, what's been the big joy in doing this program? What surprised you about doing The Following?
I think I'd never shot a series in New York before, and working in New York, it's I grew up here. I grew up in Queens, and I sort of didn't know what to expect. I was like, how does it work here? You know, Los Angeles kind of set up for production, and I was really surprised at how easy it is here and how great the crews are and the infrastructure for filming. So from a professional standpoint, that kind of that's jumped out at me. You know, the creative side, like I said earlier, I'm dealing with great writer, amazing actors. So that's sort of just the dream part of the job. The rest of it's been just, like I said, surprising just because I'd never shot here. I didn't know what to expect, and I'm having a great time doing it.
And, Marcus, we have another call, and we're going to take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow We Televised. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Simon. This is Rick Webb calling from Philadelphia.
Great to have you, Rick, our good friend from that city. You're on the air with Marcus Yeager from The Following.
Well, truthfully, right now I didn't actually have a question. I just had trouble getting online to, like, Blog Talk Radio is kind of shutting down people listening right now. I guess Blog Talk's having some technical difficulties with the online, so, you know, people are tuning in now over the phone to listen to your show because of Blog Talk just they're I guess airing commercials, and it's sort of shutting down your actual. It actually says they're waiting for you to call in.
That's wild, because we are getting
online.
People. There are people in the chat room that are up. Also, we've been on for the last 14 minutes or so and not having any issues. Marcus is getting through. We're hearing him loud and clear. It may be because of the weather. As we say sometimes, it's a very fragile thing, the Internet is. For all the greatness the Internet is, it can be fragile. And obviously, we're waiting for a very big storm coming in from the Midwest. That may be a factor. You know, I can't say for sure. It is a gambit that you take every time we do this program. It's a great gambit to have. Rick, if you have a question for Marcos, go right ahead.
Well, I just have an overall question. I'm not sure whether this was covered already, but I'm pretty sure Marcos used to be a musician and such, and like started in music videos and all. And I just wanted to really ask, has that helped him more so than if he had just started as like a filmmaker?
You know, Rick, it's definitely a different path in filmmaking for sure. I learned a lot doing music videos. I think where it really helps me now is, you know, like I've noticed online that we've got a lot of good feedback for the music in the following. And I sort of went back to my roots. I did a lot of early rock videos. And in the second episode, I put in, well, the first episode is Marilyn Manson. In the second episode, I put in the Deftones and Sepultura. And those wouldn't normally be the first choice for a network television show, certainly not those older songs. And a big part of what I think, how that's influenced me is I dig deep into that well now musically when I'm working on a show. I don't always have the flexibility or sort of the ability to put it into a show because it doesn't always apply, but this show, luckily it does, and it's kind of working out nicely. I get to dig deep into my vaults for that.
Nice. And do you think that that's helped your career, like not just technically, but I mean just the maybe like cool factor or anything like that, where maybe it's given you a little bit of a more of an inroad than perhaps other directors or producers?
No, I don't think so. You know, the path I took was I started doing music videos and commercials and then TV shows, and then I did a couple of little indie films. But I've never really heard anyone, you know, hire me because of the cool factor of having done music videos or having been in a band. Back when I was doing music videos, I think being in a band certainly helped me get more music videos because I could relate to the artists in a way that maybe other guys couldn't. But you know, like I said, I learned a lot technically, but I think that's what I got out of it, really.
Cool. Well, best of luck with future success. I mean, your career seems amazing already. So wishing you continued success.
Thank you, Rick.
And thanks, Simon.
You're very welcome, Rick. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Hey, you too.
Marcos, what we're going to do is I'm going to recall the show because we are getting some feedback on the chat room that people are having issues hearing us for whatever the deal. So what we're going to do is I'm going to redial into Blog Talk Radio, and we will reset the show and then bring you back up, okay?
All right. Is it better to call in another time, or you want to continue now?
We're going to continue now. I'm just going to redial into Blog Talk and just take a minute or two, and then we'll bring you back up.
Okay, great.
So Marcus is going to go off the line for a bit. I am too, and we're going to be right back in a moment. So stand by. Okay, we are back with Tomorrow Be Televised, and once again back with us, live from Long Island, where you're shooting an episode of Fox News with the following Marcus Sega. Marcus, welcome back.
Thanks, Simon.
And once again, for all of you in the chat room, we are back on, and we hopefully now have all of you with us. And if you have a question or comment for Marcus, give us that call at 1-646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Marcus, any concerns that people stereotype you as a director of mystery horror shows? Because your credits, for the most part, in television and shows like Dexter, True Blood, The Vampire Diaries, Cold Case, and the like.
No, and it's kind of funny that I ended up this way because my music videos early on were pretty much rooted in comedy. I did all the early Blink-182 videos with, you know, What's My Age Again, all the small things, or Running Around Naked. My commercial work was mostly comedic spots for Doritos and Guinness, and my independent films were, you know, darker comedies, but it wasn't until I got Dexter that I really sort of he started to peak in the television world, and then that work just started to get me darker work. But when I met Kevin Williamson on The Vampire Diaries, I think what really attracted him to me was in our meeting, I didn't really talk about the scary or the dark. I talked about the love triangle and why I thought, you know, the show was going to work on that level and what I thought I would bring to it stylistically as a, I hate, you know, to dumb it down as a soap opera almost. And I think the fact that I didn't lean on it trying to be scary and gory, and he wanted the character stuff to come through, that's why he hired me. And then just, you know, it evolved from there. So it's funny, I get, if I'm being sort of looked at as a horror guy or, you know, the genre guy, I think it's just, you know, people respond to the shows and it's kind of ending up that way.
We talked earlier about your work with Kevin Bacon, but you also have another talented actor who plays the evil person on this show, James Purefoy. Talk about what it's like working with him.
James is the furthest thing from evil. He's incredibly talented, and he's one of these actors who's just really giving. He's always looking to sort of satisfy the people he's acting with. He's an all-around just nice guy, and one of those guys who comes to work. He's always on set early, knows his material. I got to say, I've just had an amazing experience with him so far, and he feels really lucky to be on the show. He's excited about the show, and that's contagious. That's infectious with the rest of the cast when someone is amped to be there every day.
And you also have some other familiar faces, including Annie Parise, who I still remember from a season or two of Law & Order.
Yeah, Annie's great. She's when we were looking to bring in another FBI agent to sort of go toe-to-toe with Ryan Hardy, we had a pretty extensive casting, a few weeks of casting, and Annie came in early and just popped. She jumped out because she's credible. She feels very real. I believe her as an FBI agent, and she has this like irreverent comedy chops that I think can sit underneath the surface and it gives us some character definition that you really don't normally see in these kind of shows.
We have a few more minutes left with Marcos Siega from The Following. It is the new hit drama on Fox on Monday night at 9 o'clock. He's joining us live from Long Island. We're about to shoot a scene from an upcoming episode. If you have a question or comment, give us that call at 1-646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Rick Weber, our friend from Philly, gave a call early in the program. He is still with us. Give us a little background about what we can expect in future episodes without giving the whole plot away.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to give anything away. I think people are going to be – I got to kind of keep it general, vague, because it's very easy to spoil some of the twists if I start talking about it. But more than anything, I think audiences are going to be surprised because I can tell already the chatter that's going on the Internet that what the speculation is and what they think is going to happen. And if this show has one thing, it's unpredictability. We're going to really kind of take you on a ride that you don't expect to go on, and I think audiences are going to fall in love with characters that they didn't expect to fall in love with. And again, that's a testament to Kevin Williamson's writing, what he does and what he can bring to the story and how you're going to get invested in certain stories that normally on a regular, you know, crime procedural, I don't think you ever dive into. And that's really what separates this show from other shows.
In fact, when Kevin Bacon was on a conference call with reporters a few weeks ago before the premiere, that's one of the things he said, is that this is a roller coaster, and that one of the hallmarks of the show is it's fearless, in that you can pull any surprise you want to and get away with it.
It really is, and that's why we as cast and crew can't wait to read the next episode. In the same way that, you know, the audience is watching on Monday night and they're like, I got to see what happens next. We're doing the same, because when you turn the page, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're going there. And, you know, when I have my story calls with Kevin and he kind of talks to me about what he will be writing, it's really interesting to see that process happen and how even I read the scripts and I talk to him about story, I kind of think, oh, I get it. This can go in this direction or that direction. And then he'll turn something on its head, and it's the last thing I expected. So that's a really fun part of being a part of the show, and I think it's going to be really fun for the audience and enjoyable for the audience seeing that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I've learned from Rick Webb, our chat room, that our Blog Talk feed is back. So, again, we apologize to those of you that tuned in and got something rather than our show. Apparently, as I said, sometimes in doing a show, the Internet, for all its glory, is a very fragile thing, and sometimes we can go kablooey for the craziest of reasons. Again, it's between where I am and where Blog Talk Radio is and where you are. So, again, we apologize if you were one of the folks that had the unfortunate incident of getting our show in a jumbled or a mass way. So now we're all back, and that's really, really great. One other thing about the program and your role in it, because you are not only a director, but you're also an executive producer, what does that give you in terms of added creative control? The fact you're not just coming in for an episode or two or three, but because you're with the show from the entire time, I'm curious how much more creative control you have and how the jobs sort of work with each other.
Well, you know, as far as creative control, I really only answer to one person, and that's Kevin Williamson, and we're partners on the show. So I'm in New York, he's in L.A., production is in New York. A big part of that creative control comes from I'm the guy finding the locations, you know, making sure things work here on the ground. It certainly makes it easier for me when I'm directing, because I don't have to go anywhere to get an answer. And when I hire directors to do the show, a big part of my philosophy is hire guys who are going to make their movie. I really don't want, and I know Kevin doesn't want, to micromanage the filmmakers. And ultimately what that's going to give the audience is a more, you know, I'm going to just kind of go on a limit and say a more cinematic experience, because we're letting these guys make their movies. I am there as a fail-safe for them. I want to make sure I can answer questions. And when the actors don't really understand where something is going, or they want to know what they should be playing, what the intention is, then I'm there creatively for them. So, you know, I have a tremendous amount of control in that way. And but, you know, as a partnership with Kevin, we kind of talk about everything in the middle of the night. We go over everything that we're going to be doing the next day, and then I'm the guy here, he's the guy there, and it works well that way.
Is there a particular director that's working with you that you're blown away by their work? Like, you could point to them and say, look, this person's going to be a superstar or a star in my field?
Well, my philosophy has been I try to hire people who I think are better than me. When I'm a big television watcher, I really enjoy watching television, and I take notes when I see an episode that I love or see something that I really enjoy. I'll go back and see who directed that, what else have they done, and 9 out of 10 times, maybe it's a little radar I have. I'll take a note and I'll look back and say, oh wow, they've done a lot of things I really like, and then I'll go and seek those guys out to do the episodes. For example, there's a director named Phil Abraham who had done The Sopranos and Mad Men, and there were episodes that just jumped out at me, and he was one of the first guys I went after, and he directed episode 5 and did an amazing, amazing job. It's one of my favorite episodes. So I get to work with a lot of guys who I admire, men and women. We have 2 women directors on this show this season, And again, my criteria is just, do they do, have they done anything, well, not have they done anything. They're doing work that I really respect and admire, and I'm kind of going out of my way to find those people.
The following is one of the most acclaimed new shows of the year, and you can catch it on Fox Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time after Bones on your local Fox station. Check your local link for where Fox is available in your area. And for more details about the show and the network online, you go to www.fox.com. It's www.fox.com. Marco Siega, executive producer and director of The Following, joining us live on set in Long Island. Thanks again for joining us. Marcus, congratulations to you, Kevin Williamson, Kevin Bacon, the entire cast and crew on what you've done so far, and let's hope for a great run. I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of The Following, not only this year, but future years to come, and maybe some Emmy Awards along the way, too.
Well, hopefully, Simon, thanks for saying that. We love doing it, and as long as people are enjoying it, that's all we really care about.
There you go. Marcus, all the very best. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Marco Siega from The Following on Fox, joining us live from Long Island, where they are on location shooting an upcoming episode. And now it's time for Up as an Update, where we bring you up to speed on some of the guests and topics we've had in this program. At the start of January, we had an exclusive live interview with Greg Gattanis, Daily Wing director of House, also on Fox, now doing Banshee, the popular series on Cinemax. Well, 2 days ago, Banshee got the go for a second season on Cinemax, which will start in January 2014. And on Friday, we had an interview with Meredith McGinn, the NBC station executive overseeing Cozy TV, the new multicast network. In our interview on Friday, Meredith hinted at the fact that there would be some new shows running on the weekend, but wouldn't say yet what they were going to be. Well, now we can tell you one of those shows. It's about the daughters of Nelson Mandela, the former South African president and global icon. The show is called Being Mandela. It will premiere before the end of February on Cozy TV. Once again, the show is called Being Mandela. It will either be on Saturday or Sunday nights, starting before the end of February on Cozy, that's COZI-TV. If you missed our segments with Greg Gattanis and with Meredith McGinn of Cozy TV, go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. That's where you can get all of our Blog Talk Radio episodes at that very same homepage. Remember, you can also catch us on podcasts at iTunes.com and other places as well. Friday on Tomorrow We Televise, back in our regular time slot. Remember all those demolition derbies that were on ABC's Wide World of Sports in the 1960s and 70s? Well, the sport, at least some consider a sport, is still around. You might be surprised who is participating. There's a new series on Velocity coming up next month called Kings of Crash. We'll preview it with producers Alice Campbell and Naomi Steinberg. And then we will get into a new venture that a new division of Sony is doing, where advertising is personalized to your viewing taste and it's delivered on those shows or networks you like on smart TV sets without benefit of those networks, without benefit of a television station or cable or satellite. The project is called Grace Note. We'll have an exclusive interview with President Stephen White. And then Monday on Tomorrow We Televise, we'll talk to Jay Beistock. He is the former executive producer of NBC's long-running show, The Apprentice. Now he's doing a new series for CBS called The Job, where five people every episode get the opportunity for the job of a lifetime. And there's a very big catch to it. We'll talk to Jay about that. And Cartoon Network's first new series premiered a few weeks ago. It's called The Incredible Crew, supervised by Nick Cannon. And we'll have producers Michael Goldman and Scott Tomlinson aboard. That's coming up this Friday and this Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Also on Friday's program, we'll have the answer to our classic trivia question of the week we posed on Monday's show. And, yes, we have a winner. So we'll tell you the answer and give you the winner's name and where they're from on Friday's episode. Once again, you can catch us anytime with replays of all of our shows at blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. That's blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. And we always love hearing from you. What's your thoughts about the world of television, where it's at and where it's going? Well, I can't know unless you tell me, so do. Email me at SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you have an idea for either a show to know or you want to respond to our classic trivia question of the week or pose a question you want to stump our audience with, email me. Again, it's SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. When you do, please enclose your name and where you're emailing from so that we know that you are legit. And, again, whatever you want to say, please say it, because we do listen. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. The views presented on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associates are Amy Domestico and John Sweet. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. We're back in our regular time period, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.